You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The only time two tigers are together is during the mating season. The actual physical mating period is from 3 to 6 days and nights. During this period, the tigers will mate on the average of once each 10 minutes. That is, once each 10 minutes, day and night, for the entire period lasting from 3 to 6 days and nights. The sounds you will hear in a moment are the actual sounds of two tigers mating.
What a great way to introduce my next guest into the studio, Adore. Hi, Adore. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Now, I'm playing the sound of two tigers mating every 10 minutes for 3 or 4 days. Go the tigers. because you're going to be a part of B Street this Saturday night, a free street party across and around Karanga Happy Road there. You'll be part of the, you are the artist involved in the interactive tiger mural.
Yes. So today, right after this, I'll be heading down to K Road and starting to
with that inspiration I've just given you of the two tigers.
Yes, that was a fun fact. I won't get those sounds out of my head.
Every 10 minutes.
I'll be heading down doing prepping and paint by numbers, and then tomorrow night I'll be live painting from 4 till 9 as well.
What do you mean prepping a paint by numbers? So you're just mapping it out sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the outline.
Which, are you allowed to tell us where exactly it'll be?
It'll be in St. Kevin's Arcade, around the entrance. So,
the hub of creativity of the city.
Yes.
And you've done this before, haven't you? You've been sort of... You've whacked out a mural or two in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm the muralist for Tiger Beer. I think I've done a fair few for them at this stage, and I also have some works throughout the city, primarily in Ponsonby, but also around Kingsland and Mairangi Bay. So, yeah.
Well, I've been down to Mairangi Bay lately. It's not a particularly artistic...
I
love the bays, I'm just saying. But yeah. Whereabouts in Mairangi Bay?
Taxim. So this would have been related to my work for Tiger Beer.
Sure. Okay. And so on Saturday, so you map it out today and you started on how long does it take you to do one of these murals?
Well, it's about 15 hours, 12 or 15 hours for every detailed character that I do. I'm primarily photorealism. So I'll just be...
That probably deserves one of these.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
Sure. And so you'll be doing that sort of live. People will be able to come and watch your skills in action.
Yes. Yeah. I can also talk about Tiger Beer's campaign with the World Wildlife Federation. If anyone's interested in stopping in, I'm available to chat, which is why I'm going to be doing most of the prep work well in advance. So
you chit chat with just passers by at the same time as knocking out fantastic artwork.
Multitasking, yeah.
Very good. They've done some good stuff with the tigers in the past day, because tigers are beautiful creatures, but they're at risk, of course, all over the world. And how did you get into this? This is quite a... I mean, what a... to be the Tiger Beer sort of muralist. There are how many people have muralists on their books, let alone being the Tiger Beer muralist?
I think Tiger Beer actually has several around the world. I just do work in New Zealand, somewhat related to this campaign, but also for branding. But I got into it just because I was doing my own stuff kind of around town, and I did a painting of a tiger that I thought that they might have been pretty keen on. So that relationship built from there. But I've been doing this for, I guess, a little while now. I'm just doing murals of things that I like.
Cool. Do you have a particular a vision for this one coming up? I mean, this will be part of representing this radio station as well. I hope you're aware of that.
Right. So it's got to be the best.
That's right. That's correct. Yep.
This one, the live paint that I'll be doing will be on the theme of "Don't let tigers fade away," because there are only 3,890 left in the wild. So this is about showing support for the campaign that's helping to fund the World Wildlife Federation's push to double the numbers of tigers in the wild by 2022.
Have you ever seen a tiger in the wild?
I haven't seen a tiger in the wild, but I think it's probably best that I remain out of their habitat along with other humans.
I'm lucky enough to say that I have seen a tiger in the wild, and they're massive.
Really?
Massive.
They're the biggest cat. They're the biggest big cat. So
yeah, they're really they kind of fit, when you're really close to them, it feels like it's a truck. Size animal. It's really quite terrifying. Hey, Adore, thank you very much for coming in to the studio, and all the very best for tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, thank
Can't
you very
much.
Can't
wait to see your mural. And so if you're going to be cruising the venues tomorrow night to be sifting around from A to B to C to D to F, D to F to G, then make sure you pop whereabouts in St. Kevin's Arcade, is it?
Right at the front. I'll be around the
entrance. You're going to be right in everyone's face.
I'm going to be out there. Well, it's the best ventilated area as well, so I don't want to be fuming anyone out.
I'm going to be soundtracked by the Room crew.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be behind you in St. Kevin's Arcade, so it'll be pretty good chance.
That's awesome. That's definitely a perk of the job.
Yeah.
I do want to say at this stage, before everyone goes to school, actually, about the where do we have that for, Sarah? We'll look at that, all the different. There we are. I just want to say that there are some all ages venues for B Street as well. If you want to make it a family affair, or you just want to come without your parents, Freak the Sheep will be located at Pitt Street Methodist Church Sunday School Hall. You all know where that is. That's in Pitt Street, obviously. Pitt Street Methodist Church Sunday School Hall. That's really cool. They didn't let us use that. That's an all ages venue. Also, all ages is the very interesting sounding Audible World and 95 BFM Metal Machine Music.
Audio Foundation,
all ages featuring Psychic Witch, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Bridge Burner, DJ Doug and Disorderly. That's all ages as well. There you go.
Somebody's just texting, I'm a fire tiger, 1986, now I know why. Wow.
Right.
So you got some fans going to be checking out your work.
Did they
come to B Street?
So is it necessary to put a row on there?
It's in capitals.
I think it is.
Is it? How have they spelled row?
We did just play the sound of tigers mating.
Actually, we should play that again.
What have I done?
I can just do it over the top of this. I can just recreate that. Hey, Adore, thank you very much for coming in. Have a great night tomorrow night, and all the very best. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.